Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, fellow religious leaders, honoured guests. We are delighted and privileged to be able to welcome you here today for one of the first public engagements, ma'am, to celebrate your Jubilee year. I know I speak for all present when I offer our warmest congratulations and gratitude to you and promise our prayers and affectionate support during this historic year. All communities of faith know that the bonds that hold communities together are various and complex, often so deep as to be invisible. It's one reason why communities of faith are in a good position to understand how and why monarchy matters in the life of the United Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, Her Majesty the Queen has always been explicit in her public declarations, more than ever in recent years, that her personal commitment to her office as a call from God is at the heart of her understanding of her role. And she has not hesitated to be explicit about the Christian grounds of that commitment. But she has exemplified very clearly something that continues to be essential to the thinking of the Church of England, of which she is Supreme Governor. A clear and explicit commitment to Christian doctrine does not mean an anxious or arrogant spirit that seeks to exclude the commitments of others. Instead, it is a reason to be generous, to seek to exercise responsibility for the good of an entire national community made up of very diverse parts. Our Christian faith tells us that no one flourishes unless all flourish. And this ought to turn us away from any attitude of superiority or partisanship as Christians. Strong Christian faith should be a guarantee for the well-being of all. And this is exactly what you have demonstrated, ma'am, both in your own person and as the Supreme Governor of a church that seeks to use its position in order to convene and to support the diversity of faith communities in our society. The personal faith to which you have so regularly alluded entails the conviction of a calling from God to do what you do and to be what you are. It also means a full understanding of what makes communities work. You are well aware that communities are united not by law alone, but by a common language of affinities and symbols, signs that are not necessarily derived from a narrow functional reasoning, but have evolved over time as communities learn how to manage their own life with their neighbours and their environment. Thus, you have been able to show so effectively that being religious is not eccentric or abnormal in terms of the kind of society we claim to be. On the contrary, if we take seriously the way our constitution works, the United Kingdom is a society where we might expect people to grasp the importance of symbols and traditions, not as a sign of mere conservatism or nostalgia, but as a sign of what holds us together, what commits us to each other. And in this sense, Your Majesty's commitment in the name of God to your vocation, and so to the wholeness and harmony of the nation, is a crucial factor in strengthening our commitment to each other. As Lord Sacks, the Chief Rabbi, has often reminded us, we need to work hard at sustaining a true sense of covenant in our society. And our celebration of this Jubilee year is a way of acknowledging gratefully the part played in this by the faith and dedication of our Queen. Your Majesty, you are most welcome.